And we're ready for our final game of the afternoon. It's 4:05, temperature 32 degrees, and the game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now let's take you back down to Highland High School for tonight's final game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome back, everybody. Again, the 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the girls' third-place game, the Scotland County Lady Tigers. They come into this record with the number 4 seed, the Palmyra Ladies, the number 3 seed, and Scotland County and Palmyra both winning their first-round games as Scotland County defeated Canton 56-48, Palmyra defeated Clark County 57-28. Then in the semifinals, it was Macon defeating Scotland County 40-30, Kirksville defeating Palmyra 49-39. That's how these two teams got here. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Palmyra Lady Panthers. It'll be Jason Jetty at 5'7", a senior. Sydney Compton, 5'10", a freshman. Claire Williams, 5'8", a freshman. Tatum White, 5'8", a freshman. And Kendra King, she's a 6-foot sophomore. So Jetson Judy, Sydney Compton, Claire Williams, Tatum White, and Kendra King. And the Lady Panthers stand 5'7", 5'10", 5'8", 5'8", and 6-foot. They are 7-4 and coached by Alex Brandenburg. For the Scotland County ladies, it's the same five. It'll be Elena Humphrey, a senior. Abby Curry, a senior. Hannah Feeney, a senior. Emily Dial, a senior. And Elena Whitaker, a senior. So Ayla Humphrey, Abby Curry, Hannah Feeney, Emily Dial, and Elena Whitaker. And the Lady Tigers are 8-1 and coached by Corey Schultz. And I'll be back with a play-by-play in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Setting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit mayberryfarms.com.
Back at the Highland Tournament, Palmyra has been introduced. Scotland County being introduced. They are in their home whites tonight. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. As Hannah Feeney been introduced, Emily Dial, and now Elena Whitaker will be introduced, and we're set to play basketball in a girls' third-place game from the Highland Tournament. Coming up next, it'll be the boys' third-place game. Then the championship games will be played a week from tonight. In both championship games, it's Kirksville and Macon. So Lane Whitaker is going to jump center against Sydney Compton for the Palmyra Ladies. As the ball is up, tip is controlled by Palmyra. They get in the backcourt to Kendra King. Now underneath the Jetty, puts up a shot wide open and missed it. And then Jetty comes down on Ayla Humphrey, and Jetty's going to pick up the foul. So Jansen Jetty picks up her first foul, first team foul against Palmyra. Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Palmyra. Bounce pass to Dial on the right wing. Dial looks inside. Nobody there. Out pops Curry, top of the key. To Humphrey on the deep left wing. To Curry. To the right wing to Hannah Feeney. Feeney lob underneath to Dial. Dial with a couple of dribbles. Puts up the shot. No good. And Dial comes out with her own rebound. To Humphrey. Around the top of the key. Now fans back out on the right wing. To Curry on the right wing. Curry gets it to Feeney. As Feeney will take it down the left lane later, but just throws up his shot and he goes down. So 2 points for Hannah Feeney. Frazier by Scotland County, as always. In the backcourt, Claire Williams. As Williams gets the ball to Tatum White. White has drives along the baseline. That's Jetty. Picked up the shot. Got it. So 2-2 in the early going. Scotland County's Hannah Feeney with the basketball to Humphrey. Humphrey ball high above her head. Out pops Curry to the top of the key. Now bad pass and knocked out of bounds by Sydney Compton. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the far sideline as Ayla Humphrey will trigger. Humphrey looks for somebody. Gets it to Dial in the corner. Inside it goes to Whitaker off the left block. Missed the shot. That was over Kendra King. And now Tatum White with the basketball. Gets it over to Jetty. And Jetty dribbles to the left wing. Williams across the free throw line. To White in the right corner. Dribbles out to right wing. Inside to King. A lob pass from Jetty. And King couldn't hang on to it. Goes off her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. Feeney has it between the two circles. Out pops Curry at the top of the key. Curry gives it to Whitaker, top of the key. Tried to go inside to Humphrey. Lost it, but Humphrey gets it back on the right wing. To Feeney on the right wing. Inside it goes to Whitaker. Out to Curry for three on the way. No good. And Whitaker off the rebound. Tried to go back up with it and didn't get it, but Feeney off the rebound. Feeney takes it to the hole, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Hannah Feeney. 4-2 as Jetty with the basketball gets it down to Sydney Compton, and she is tied up by Hannah Feeney. Alternating possession comes back to Scotland County. So Humphrey inbounds to Feeney. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. She's picked up by Williams. Inside it goes to Whitaker. Missed the shot. Wide open. That's unusual. And White comes off the rebound. Tatum White will bring it across the timeline. And she'll dribble to the left wing. Tried to get it inside to King. Back away. Picked up by King. She'll try three. No good out of the left corner. And Dial off the rebound. Gets it to Feeney. Here comes the Lady Tigers. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. To the left side of the circle. Bounce pass to Humphrey in the left corner. Back to Feeney on the deep left wing. As Feeney bounce pass to Ayla Humphrey. Out pops Whitaker at the top of the key. Whitaker bounce pass to Curry on the left wing. As Curry bounce pass to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney takes it to the hoop, lays it up again and got it. 6 points for Hannah Feeney, and it's 6-2. Scotland with the lead. Frazier by Scotland County. Williams to White. Now they get it down to Compton. Puts up the shot and missed it. And Whitaker off of the rebound. To Feeney, as Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Just very methodical, these Scotland ladies. As Curry passed up the three out of the right corner to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney takes it across the feet to the line, bounce pass to Humphrey. Humphrey picks it up, gives it back to Feeney on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. As Feeney, around a pick set by Whitaker to Dial, dribble drive to baseline, throws up the shot, missed it, and King comes off with a rebound. To Claire Williams. Williams will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. To Compton. Compton around the top of the key, down the left lane, throws up his shot, missed it, and Feeney comes off the rebound. Long pass down to Florida Curry, and it's tipped by Palmyra's Jansen Jetty, goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball as Doster checks in, and Who else checked in? I know there was Paige Bishop checks in. So Curry and Whitaker both check out. Sweeney again goes to the left block, lays it out and got it. That's four in a row for Feeney. Same place as Williams splits a double team. Gets it to White on the right wing. Down to Compton on the left wing. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Put it back up and missed it. And the foul's going to be on Paige Bishop. So Bishop picks up her first foul. First team foul against Scotland County. And Sydney Compton will be at the line looking for her first points of the ball game. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up. Got it. First points for Sydney Compton, 8-3. Scotland County with the lead, 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Girls, third place came from the Highland Tournament. As Compton's next one up, got it. 2 points for Sydney Compton. Just a little bit of pressure as Abby Redd is into the ballgame. Guards Feeney. She gets across the timeline to dial on the right wing. Out pops to Oscar, top of the key to Bishop. Left wing, it goes to Ayla Humphrey, inside to dial, missed a layup, and out with the rebound comes Williams. Now Tatum White for three, bullseye! White hits a three out of the left corner, and it's 8-7. Scotland County with the lead. As Red inbounds across the timeline, picks up Feeney, gives it to Doster, top of the key to Bishop on the left wing, in the left corner to Dial. As Dial, with a couple of dribbles out to Bishop. As Bishop, with the dribble on the left side of the circle, bounce pass to Doster, gives it to Feeney, puts it up, got it. Anna Feeney with 10 first half points and all on the right and left block. That's Red across the timeline. Now bad pass intended for Williams, gives it to Feeney to Dial. As Dial is knocked down by Tatum White. And the foul's going to be, well, they're going to call the foul on Sydney Compton. So Compton picks up her first foul. Elena Whitaker will check back in. And Emily Dial will set down with 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Doster. Now to Feeney. Humphrey at the top of the key. Fans out to the right wing. Guarded by Tatum White. Bounce past it. Doster to free throw line. Feeney again lays it up and got it. 12 points for Feeney, and 10 of them has been a layup off the left block. And now Williams dribbles down the right wing and had the ball slapped out of her hands by Ayla Humphrey. So they're going to have Compton inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Red between two circles. Red to Tatum White. Now Compton underneath the basket. Puts up the shot. Whitaker off the rebound to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, finds Bishop. Bishop cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back to Doster at the top of the key. Doster will take it down to the block. Tried to put up a shot and knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Compton. Now Bryn Aylward will check in. Abby Doster will set down. Feeney to inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney gets it to Bishop for three. Bullseye! Paige Bishop out of the left corner. Makes it 15-7. As Red with the basketball gets it ahead to Williams. Williams over to King. King will take it right at Whitaker. And lost the basketball. Knocked out of her hands by Elena. Goes out of bounds, so Palmyra will inbound underneath her own basket. 1:14 left to play in the first quarter. As King will have it in the right corner. To White on the right wing. White had the ball slapped away. Now picks it up. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Feeney style. And got it to go down. 5 points for Tatum White. As Feeney, guarded by Red, will bring it across the timeline. Behind the back dribble. As she'll take it down to the left lane again. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Well, didn't really have a chance. The foul's going to be on Red. So Abby Red picks up her first foul. As Hannah Feeney will be at the line to shoot a pair. She has 12 points, looking for 13. Shots up. Got it. 13 points for Hannah Feeney. Now King checks out. Ashley Bodie will check in for Palmyra. As Feeney's next shot up, spins in and out, no good. Compton with the rebound. Compton in a double team gets it over to Red. Red down to Williams for three, airballed it. But Tatum White off the rebound, tried to get it out to Red, and Hayward slaps the pass out of bounds as Curry will check in. Hannah Feeney will check out. Also checking in for Palmyra is Elena Lohman. And Tatum White will check out. As Williams inbounds to Red, and Red has it between two circles with 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. As they give it inside to Compton. Puts up a shot off glass. No good. Bishop comes off the rebound. A whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Abby Red. That's her second. So two fouls on Red as Jetty will check in. Red will check out. 25 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 16-9. Scotland County with the lead in the basketball. Bishop across the timeline. Bounce fast to Curry in the left corner. As Curry kicks the ball over to Aylward, and Aylward couldn't hang on to the pass, goes out of bounds. So Palmyra with the basketball with 12 seconds left to play in the quarter. Ayla Humphrey will put on a little pressure. Now Curry's back. So is Bishop. Williams with the basketball. Williams brings it across the timeline. Takes it a run, a 5-foot little floater. It's good. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter with the score. Scotland County 16, Palmyra 11. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about
Are you eager to plan ahead for spending around the holidays or looking to set money aside for a vacation? At People's Bank of Wauconda, we offer a variety of club accounts to help you start saving. Save for Christmas, education, real estate taxes, or a dream vacation. Let People's Bank of Wauconda make saving easy. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School Highland Tournament girls' third place game. As we start the second quarter, Scotland County leading Palmyra 16-11, and Palmyra will have the basketball. As Jansen Judy will inbound on the far sideline, gets in the backcourt to Williams, guarded by Ayla Humphrey. As Williams will bring it across the timeline between two circles, now Judy on the right wing. Out pops King, top of the key, to Williams on the left wing. Williams looks inside, nobody there. She gives the ball to Lohman at the top of the key, to Judy on the right wing, back to Lohman. Lohman to Williams on the left wing. Gets it inside to Bodie, and right through Bodie's hand, taken by Whitaker, but stolen back by Williams, puts it up and in. 4 points for Claire Williams. 3 points, Scotland County lead. As Hannah Feeney across the timeline, guarded by Judy. Humphrey on the left wing in the left corner to Dial. Inside to Whitaker. Whitaker threw up a shot. No good. And Palmyra off the rebound. Williams with the basketball. Guarded by Curry. Bounce pass to Jetty on the right wing. Cut off on the right baseline. Back out to Williams. Deep right wing. She backs off between the two circles. Bounce pass to Lohman. Lohman drives the baseline. Puts it up. Got it. Elena Lohman makes it 16-15 as Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Curry on the right wing. Right baseline, Dial back to Ayla Humphrey, and Humphrey walked with it. A little stutter step that we see every ball game at least one time. Jetty in the backcourt, pressured by Collin County. As Lohman lost the ball, it's loose on the floor. And they're going to say Lohman walked with it. As it's knocked out of her hands by Hannah Feeney. So it'll be Collin County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. As Abby Curry will trigger. As Curry looks for somebody to inbound to, gets it to Ayla Humphrey. And Humphrey back to Feeney, back to Curry on the right wing. Now Feeney to the free throw line. Ayla Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey in the paint, gets out to Curry for three. Bullseye! They call it a two. Well, Abby Curry with 2 points. The pressure in the backcourt is Lohman, guarded by Humphrey. Lohman across the timeline, dribbles into a double team. Now three-pointer out of the right corner by Bodie, an air ball. Curry comes away with it to Feeney. As Feeney gets it down to Whitaker on the block, off glass, got it. Oh, 2 points, Elena Whitaker, and it's a 4-0 Scotland run. Jetty in the backcourt to Williams. Williams picks up a dribble, gets it back to Jetty, throws it over Jetty's head, and Jetty walked with it. So Scotland County will inbound on the far sideline. Paige Bishop will check in, and Abby Curry will check out. 5:32 left to play in the first half, 20-15. Scotland with a lead in the basketball. A little 4-0 run by the Lady Tigers. Bishop on the right wing to Dial off the baseline. Hit the side of the backboard and off with it. Comes Compton, takes it to the house, lays it up and got it. Sydney Compton with 4 points. It's 20-17. 3 points, Collin County lead. Behind the back dribble is Feeney. Around the pick set by Whitaker. And they get it, tried to get it to Dial. Dial couldn't hang on to it. Williams tried to get it to White, stolen back by Feeney. As Feeney bounced past to Whitaker, off glass, yes. 4 points, Elena Whitaker and Palmyra wants a timeout. 4:51 left to play in the first half. It's Collin County 22, Palmyra 17. Back in 60 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
4:51 left to play in the first half. Girls' third-place game from the Highland Tournament. Collin County leading Palmyra 22-17. And Palmyra will have the basketball, pressured by Collin County. Williams will inbound. Williams looks for somebody. Gets it in to Tatum White. White to King. King to Red. Red down near sideline. Gets it to Williams on the left wing. Over to Tatum White on the right wing. White will give the ball to Compton. Now Red, left wing Williams to Compton. Off glass. Missed it. Wouldn't go down, and Elena Whitaker off the rebound to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Humphrey on the left wing. Now Doster to Feeney for three. No good. And a fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Williams. Williams down low to Tatum. White missed that shot, and Feeney off the rebound. And Abby Feeney, or Hannah Feeney, just mugged, and a whistle and a foul. As Tatum White will pick up the foul, that's her first. Whitaker will check out, and Abby Curry checks back in. We're waiting for Paige Bishop to tie her shoe. Now she's ready as Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. It's Hannah Feeney to Ayla Humphrey on the left wing to Feeney between the two circles. Bounce pass to Bishop on the right wing, on the right baseline to Curry. Curry dribbled into a crowd. Ball's loose on the floor. They call the jump ball. Alternated possession. Stays with Collin County. 3:53 left to play in the first half. as Hannah Feeney will inbound underneath the own basket, gets it to Curry in the right corner, kicks it out to Bishop. Bishop back to Feeney. And we've got a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on 12, an offensive foul on Abby Curry. Pressure by Scotland. Inbounds comes to Red. Red to White. Tatum White guarded by Feeney. Down the far sideline to King in the right corner. King drives the baseline, puts his shot up, missed it, but drew a foul. As the foul's going to be on Abby Curry, and that's her second. So two fouls on Abby Curry. That'll send Kendra King to the line as King looks for her first points of the ball game. Shots up, got it. First point for Kendra King. Makes it 22-18. 4 points, Scotland the lead. As King eyes it, fires it, and got it. 2 points for Kendra King. Back to a 3-point Scotland lead, 22-19. Emily Dial gets set to check back in for Scotland County. As Hannah Feeney gives it to Bishop on the right wing. Bishop in the right corner to Feeney. Gets it inside to Curry. And a whistle and a foul. The foul should be on Sydney Compton. It will be. So Compton picks up her second personal foul. Emily Dial checks in. Curry checks out. Compton checks out, and Jetty checks back in. So Feeney again, underneath her own basket, will inbound. Gets it to Dial, right in front of the basket, off glass, and got it. 2 points, Tramley Dial. 5 points, Scotland lead in the backcourt is Claire Williams. Across the timeline, guarded by Ayla Humphrey. Williams, between the two circles, gives it to White. Now to the right wing to Red. Red looks for somebody to throw it to. Puts the ball on the floor. Out pops King between the two circles. King gives it to Williams between the two circles. Williams, guarded by Humphrey, backs off between the two circles. Now gives it to King, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey picks up her first foul. Claire Williams will inbound underneath her own basket. Williams looks for somebody, gets it inside to Red, puts it up and got it. 2 points for Abby Red. 3 points, Scotland lead 24-21 with the basketball. Feeney takes it to the right wing, gives it to Dial. Dial in front of the basket, trying to put up a shot, blocked by King. And now we have a whistle and a foul. Foul maybe on Emily Dial. And it will be. So Emily Dial picks up the foul. That's her first. Palmyra with the basketball, down by three. 2:30 left to play in the first half. The inbounds pass comes to Red. They give it to White. And Tatum White with the basketball down the far sideline. Underneath to Jetty. Nobody's there. And Jansen Jetty has 4 points. 24-23 as Scotland County's. Ayla Humphrey across the timeline to Bishop on the right wing. Bishop to Doster at the free throw line. As Doster lost the ball, now gets it back as Feeney will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Anna Feeney with 15 points. Back to a 3-point Scotland lead, 26-23. As Claire Williams with the basketball across the timeline, finds White, passes too high, stolen away by Feeney. As Hannah Feeney will motor across the timeline to the right side of the circle, gives it to Humphrey for three. Hit the top of the backboard, but the long rebound comes out to Feeney on the right wing. Humphrey on the left wing. Paige Bishop, top of the key to Feeney. Now Dial inside to Doster. Doster puts the shot up, missed it, and drew the foul. That's who it's going to be on. It's going to be on Claire Williams, and that's her first. So first foul on Williams, as Abby Doster will go to the line to shoot a pair. As Doster eyes it, fires it, and spins out, no good. So Whitaker gets that to check in. She'll come in for Abby Doster. But 1:21 left to play in the first half. Doster looking for her first point. Shots up, got the second one. So Abby Doster with 1 point. Whitaker checks in. Doster sets down. 4 points, Scotland lead, 27-23. Pressure by the Lady Tigers. as now we have a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. That's her second. As Abby Red will inbound. Red looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Tatum White. White gets the ball ahead to Williams. Underneath to Judy. Back to Williams. Free throw line. Got it. As Claire Williams has six. 2 points, Collin County lead with 107 left to play in the first half. Feeney on the left wing to Humphrey between the two circles. To the right wing to Bishop. To Humphrey. Now Feeney will try a three. In and out, no good. And Jetty off of the rebound. Jetty bounce pass to Williams. As Williams will bring it across the timeline down the right sideline. Hands it off to Tatum White. White drives the baseline and dribbled off her foot and out of bounds. So it'll be Scotland County basketball with 39 seconds left to play in the first half. 27-25, Scotland County with the lead and the basketball. As Hannah Feeney will cross the timeline, gives it to Bishop on the right wing, bounce past the dial on the right baseline, back to Humphrey. Humphrey stops, pops some 10, no good. And Whitaker the rebound, tried to put up the shot and blocked by King. And they call a jump ball, alternating possession, back to Palmyra. 24 seconds left to play in the half. Red will inbound. Gets the ball into Tatum White. Back to Red. Red, out of the, in a double team, had the ball. They knocked it away from White, but then Paige Bishop gave her a little shove as she tried to get the loose ball. Two fouls on Bishop. That's the 17th foul against Scotland County. I thought Tatum White got fouled. Maybe it was Red, evidently. So Abby Red will shoot a 1-1. Red with 2 points, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Abby Red. 19 seconds left to play in the half. 27-26, Red could tie it up right here. Isaac fires it and got it. 4 points for Abby Red. Tied at 27 as Loman checks back in for Palmyra. Scotland County, Ayla Humphrey will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Bishop on the left wing and the left corner to Dial. To Humphrey, now Feeney. Dial on the right wing to Feeney. Feeney bounce pass to Whitaker. Back to Ayla Humphrey. The Dial for three, no good. And Williams gets off the rebound, and that's the end of the first half with the score. Scotland County 27, Palmyra 27. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
No one knows Western wear like Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. They've been stocking Western clothing for over 50 years. You'll find Stetson hats, jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, Lee & Levi, boots by Justin, Tony Lama, Chippewa, and Nakona, which is American-made. Cook's Men's Store has Western shirts by Wrangler, Panhandle Slim, and American-made Ruddock. They have a nice selection of leather, denim, and quilted vests, leather jackets, leather belts, and billfolds, and Western sport coats, suits, and slacks. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free pre-need consultation.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime in the girls' third-place game, all tied up, Scotland County 27 and Palmyra 27. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Scotland County. Paige Bishop with 3 points. Abby Curry with 2 points. Hannah Feeney with 15. Emily Dahl with 2. Abby Doster with 1. And Elena Whitaker with 4. For Palmyra, Jansen Jelly with 4 points. Abby Redd with 4. Sydney Compton with 4. Elena Lohman with 2. Claire Williams with 6. Tatum White with 5. And Kendra King with 2 points. Scotland County led 16-11 after one quarter, and Palmyra outscored Scotland County 16-11. And I'm trying, outscored them 16-11 in the second quarter. That's why we're tied. Yes, it is, Donnie. Oh, my. 16-11, Scotland County outscored Palmyra in the first quarter. Palmyra returned the favor in the second quarter and outscored Scotland County 16-11. That's where we are at halftime, tied at 27. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
This is Derek at 136 Collision, west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully, not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis or call 465-8595. See you soon.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as we are at halftime of the girls' third-place game and tied up, Scotland County 27, Palmyra 27. In the first game of the afternoon, a girls' consolation game, it was Canton winning their seventh game of the year by defeating Clark County 52-40 as Canton was led in scoring by Mariah Clay with 12 points, Emma Holtz with 12, and Macy Fisher with 10. Clark County led in scoring by Alexis Ellison with 19. Canton led 17-10 after one quarter. Clark outscored Canton 15-11 in the second quarter. Canton led 28-25 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Clark 16-7. Canton led 44-32 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was both teams scoring eight apiece, and Canton girls won it 52-40. So Canton improves to 7-6, while Clark County girls are 3-9. Canton girls take home the consolation trophy. In the boys' consolation game, it was Knox County winning their fifth game of the year by defeating Clark County 50-36. Knox County led in scoring by Jacob Becker with 10 points, Nelson Schenkel with 16, and Colin Hayes with 12, while Clark County led by Grayson Daniels with 11 points. Knox County led 15-4 after one quarter. Knox outscored Clark 9-7 in the second quarter and led 24-11 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored Clark 17-8, and Knox led 41-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Clark outscored Knox County 17-9. Wasn't quite enough as Knox County wins it 50-36. Knox County improves to 5-7. Clark County boys 3-9. And the Clark County boys take home the consolation trophy. Coming up next, it's the boys' third place game. And that's going to be Palmyra and Highland. Of course, we won't have that for you on the radio. But that's going to be the fourth game of the afternoon here at the Highland Tournament. And the championship games, ironically, both Macon and Kirksville boys and girls will play for the Girls and Boys Championship, and that will be played next Saturday night here at Highland High School. So the consolation games and the third place games playing this afternoon because of the snow out Monday night. Everything was just pushed up one day, so this normally would be Friday night for these four games. But it's Saturday, and again, the championship games will be played next Saturday at 6 and 7:30 here at Highland High School. Both teams back on the floor, set for the third quarter in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
And welcome back, everybody, to Highland High Schools. We're set to start the second half, girls' third-place game, and it's been reduced down to a 16-minute game as we are tied here at halftime at 27. So the Palmyra ladies back on the floor. Scotland County ladies break their huddle. They're coming out to the floor, and it'll be Scotland County basketball to start the third quarter. As Ayla Humphrey will inbound as Palmyra shows a 2-3 zone. Hannah Feeney will with the basketball to Humphrey, top of the key. Dial on the left wing to Humphrey, to the right wing. It goes to Feeney. Inside to Whitaker, off glass, got it. That was too easy. 6 points for Elena Whitaker. Here comes Jansen Judy Jetty across the timeline. Gives it to Williams. Compton free throw line. Shot up, no good. And Ayla Humphrey over the rebound to Feeney. Feeney down the far sideline across the top of the key to Curry on the left wing. Feeney at the top of the key, bounce pass to Humphrey on the right wing. Humphrey skips it back across to Curry. Curry, ball high above her head, looks for somebody to Feeney. Now Humphrey gives it to Dial in the right corner, gives it over to Curry. Curry out of the left corner for three, no good. Dial with the rebound, puts it up, no good. And Whitaker with the rebound, missed the putback. Out with it come Compton. Down the floor, they go to Tatum White. And White tried for the layup, and what a job by Ayla Humphrey. White didn't get the shot. And that's going to be Williams getting in to King. King against Whitaker. Tried to give the ball to Judy. Judy lost it, picked up by Whitaker, gets it out to Curry. Curry to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Dial. Dial couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds, so it'll be Palmyra basketball. Brace here by Scotland County. Williams will inbound. As Williams gets it in to Tatum White, back to Williams, back to White. White, guarded by Feeney, will bring it across the timeline. Finds King, and King dribble drives off the right wing, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hannah Feeney, and that's her first. So first foul on Hannah Feeney. Kendra King will shoot two. She has two, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Kendra King. 29-28, Scotland with the lead. As King, three, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points for Kendra King. Feeney gets the inbounds pass. Gives it to Humphrey. Humphrey finds Dial on the left wing. To Humphrey to the right wing goes to Feeney. That's Feeney to Humphrey. Humphrey takes it. A little 10-foot floater in the lane. Puts it off glass. Got it. 2 points for Ayla Humphrey. 2 points Scotland lead as Williams gives it to Jetty. And Jetty, guarded by Curry, has it between the two circles. Gives it to Compton on the left wing. Now Jetty on the left wing. Williams stopped the keeper. Three, no good. And Whitaker tried to the rebound. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Sidney Compton. So that's three on Compton as Red will check in, and Sidney Compton will set down with three personal fouls. So Scotland up by two with the basketball. Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Dial on the right wing. To Feeney in the paint. Kicks it out to Humphrey on the left wing. Curry top of the key to Humphrey. Or to Feeney. Now Dial on the right wing. Feeney. Or Curry to Feeney. Now Humphrey. And Humphrey double dribbled the basketball. Bounced it just a little bit too high. So turnover Scotland County. Red will inbound to Williams. Williams guarded by Ayla Humphrey. As Williams across the timeline. Had the ball poked out of her hand and out of bounds by Humphrey. Let's see who's going to inbound. They'll have Abby Red to inbound on the far sideline. As Red looks for somebody, finds Williams out of a double team to Jetty. Takes it right at Whitaker, puts up a shot, missed it. And Whitaker off the rebound. Here comes Feeney. Ahead it goes to Curry. Curry to Dial on the baseline. Dial kicks it back to Curry. Now Humphrey in the left corner. Takes it to the hoop. A 10-foot floater. This one wouldn't go. And Williams off the rebound. Williams kicks it out to White. Down the right corner for three. Bullseye. Tatum White with 8 points. And it's Palmyra's first lead of the ball game at 32-31. Feeney gives it to Dial at the top of the key. Now Curry has it on the left wing. Curry skips it over to the right wing to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Dial on the right wing. Dial gets it inside to Feeney, inside to Whitaker, picks up the shot, missed the first one, got the second one. 8 points, Elena Whitaker. Back to a one-point Scotland lead. Abby Red will bring it across the timeline to King. King stops, pops from 10, no good. And Whitaker comes in for the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Curry on the left wing. To Feeney on the block, kicks hands out of the right corner. Back to Curry. Now Feeney in the corner to Dial. Dial cut off on the left baseline to Curry in the left corner. Curry kicks it back out to Humphrey between the two circles. Bounce pass to Feeney inside to Whitaker. Whitaker had the ball taken away by Williams. Ahead it goes to Tatum White. White puts up a shot, missed it. And Williams with a rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Dial, I believe. Yep, Emily Dial. So second foul on Emily Dial. And Williams will inbound underneath the basket as Jetty comes out of the ball game. Compton checks back in. Red will inbound to Compton. Compton takes it to the hoop. Little floater, no good. King with the rebound. And the pass is knocked out of her hand. And a foul call on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey with three fouls. This time Compton will inbound underneath her own basket. 3:45 left to play in the third quarter. King in the left corner. Abby Red around the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Ayla Humphrey off the rebound. Humphrey gives it to Feeney. Feeney down to Dial. As Dial will kick it back out in the corner to Curry. To Ayla Humphrey. Now Doster in the ball game. Back to Feeney. Feeney will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Hannah Feeney with 17 points. 3 points, Scotland lead 35-32. As Williams crossed the timeline. At Kendra King at the high post. King kicks it back out to White on the left wing. White down the left lane. Puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul is going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Feeney picks up her second personal foul, and Tatum White will go to the line and shoot a pair. As Tatum White with 8 points, looking for nine. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. First one by White, up, got it. 9 points for Tatum White as actually Bodie will check in. King will set down. Also, Abby Curry sets down. Ayla Humphrey will check back in. It's White. Deep breath. Shot up and missed it. And Emily Dial had it. Now Doster picks it up. Gives it to Feeney. Ahead to Humphrey. Humphrey on the left wing inside the arc. Feeney underneath the Bishop off glass. Got it. Give the assist to Feeney. And Bishop moving without the ball. 4 points. Scotland County lead as White has it on the right wing. Gets it out to Compton between the two circles. As Compton gets it to Red. Red puts up the shot. No good on the give and go. And Feeney off the rebound. Bounce pass to Abby Doster. Doster gets it underneath. Tried to get it to Feeney. Passed it too high. Stolen away by Bodie. Then stolen right back by Feeney. As Feeney to Bishop. And now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 2:16 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County 37 and Palmyra 33. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
2:16 left to play in the third quarter. Girls' third place game from the Highland Tournament. And Scotland County leading Palmyra 37-33. Scotland will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. As Hannah Feeney will trigger. Feeney looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, gets the ball out to Bishop at the top of the key, dribbles to the right wing inside the arc. Feeney on the right wing. Now Dial at the top of the key, inside to Doster. Doster kicks it back out to Bishop. In the right corner, it goes to Feeney. As Feeney kicks the ball to Dial, and now too much time in the lane for Scotland County. So Palmyra with the basketball is Red. Gets it into Williams. As Williams met at the timeline by Dial. Gives it to White on the right wing and the right corner to Compton. Compton will take it to the basket, lays it up, no good. And Abby Doster off the rebound to Feeney. Gets it ahead to Dial. Tried to get it to Dial. Now the Dial saved it in bounds. Then knocked back out of bounds by Palmyra. As Kendra King will check back in, actually Bodie checks out. Curry and Whitaker check in for Scotland County. And Doster will check out. Paige Bishop will check out. 1:37 left to play in the third quarter. As Feeney slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Gets it underneath to Curry, puts it up, no good. Whitaker gets the rebound, missed the putback. And off with the rebound comes Compton. Compton gets it ahead to King. King will take it to the house, lays it up, got it. Kendra King with 6 points. 2 points, Scotland lead. Dial on the left wing. Feeney between the two circles. Gives it to Humphrey between the two circles. Now Feeney on the right wing. Dial out of the right corner for three. No good. And Ayla Humphrey saves the rebound in the left corner. Feeney. Now Curry will try a three. No good. And Humphrey again gets the ball out of a double team. Gives the ball to Feeney. To Curry on the left wing. Feeney, top of the key. Humphrey has it on the right wing. Feeney. As Feeney will take it down the middle of the lane and finally missed one of those little layups. He was by herself as Williams gives it to Tatum White for three. No good. And Whitaker comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Curry. Feeney. And Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Curry on the left wing. Feeney. Round King puts the shot up, no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Kendra King. As Jansen Jetty will check back in, Tatum White will set down. 18 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 37-35, Scotland County with the lead, Palmyra with the basketball. As Claire Williams walks it across the timeline, picked up by Humphrey. King at the high post, takes it against Whitaker, puts it up, it goes down. It counts, and she drew a foul. As a foul is going to be on Abby Curry, and that's her third. So Whitaker comes over and says something to Coach Schultz, says King with 8 points. As into the ball game will come Elena Lohman, and Compton checks out. So King at the line. She's perfect from the line. She has 8 points, looking for nine. Shot up, got it. 9 points for King. One point, Palmyra lead as Humphrey on the left wing and walked with it. So Ayla Humphrey traveled with a half a second left to play in the third quarter. So somehow the clock didn't stop. They want to put 1.7 back on the clock. That's 17 seconds. That's not quite right. Got to move the point. There we go. So 1.7 back on the clock. And Palmyra will have it out of bounds on the near sideline as Claire Williams will inbound. Williams looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets it to Jetty. And now it's over and back against Palmyra, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Palmyra 38, Scotland County 37. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
This year, make a New Year's resolution to enjoy life a little more with the brand new Polaris Ranger XP 1000. Get work done more easily. Hit the hunting trails or throw hay in the back to feed the animals. Stop into Slayton Polaris 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B, and get yours reserved. And get it as soon as it's made from the factory and take advantage of the holiday New Year sales event. Or Google Slayton Polaris and call them today. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Lows dip down to around 12 tonight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 20 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 9 above. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 34.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School as we go start the fourth quarter, girls' third-place game. Palmyra with a one-point lead over Scotland, and Palmyra will have the basketball as Red will inbound to Williams. Williams in the backcourt, guarded by Ayla Humphrey, as Williams takes it to the left wing. Down along the baseline, gets it inside to Red, to Jetty. Now Red to the right wing, lost the ball, gets it to Jetty. Jetty looks for somebody to throw it to. Kicks it back out to Williams. Now Compton on the left wing. The Williams between the two circles to Jetty on the left wing. Looks inside. Nobody's there. Out pops Compton, top of the key. Compton takes it down the right lane. I had the ball slapped out of her hands, and it'll be our basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Claire Williams will trigger. Williams slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Now gets to King on the right wing beyond the arc. King with a couple of dribbles. Looks for somebody inside. Finds Jetty. Puts up the shot and missed it. But the foul's going to be on Abby Curry, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Abby Curry. And to the line will go Jansen Jetty to shoot a pair. She has four, looking for five. Shots up, no good. As Tatum White will check back in, Williams will check out, Bishop checks in, and Curry will check out for Scotland County. So Jansen Jetty trying to add to this one-point Palmyra lead. Ice it, fires it, didn't get it, and Bishop high for the rebound to Feeney. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney. Guarded by Tatum White, gets it to Bishop. Now the give and go to Feeney to dial out on the left wing. Humphrey to Bishop in the right corner. Bounce pass to Humphrey. Humphrey falls down. And it goes, ball goes out of bounds, but last touch by Palmyra. So Hannah Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney looks for somebody. Now gets it out to Dial. Dial takes it to the left block, puts up a shot, no good, red off the rebound. Tatum White gets it underneath the King by herself. Off glass, got it. 11 points for Camden King. 3 points, Palmyra lead, 40-37. Feeney to Humphrey on the left wing. Out pops Bishop between the two circles to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Dial inside Whitaker. Off glass, missed it. And a rebound tipped around and out with it. In fact, there's going to be a foul against Palmyra, I think. The foul's going to be on Jansen Jetty, and that's her second. So two fouls on Jansen Jetty. Still a lot of time in this ball game. 40-37, Lady Panthers with the lead. Feeney underneath her own basket. Feeney gets it to Whitaker. And a whistle and a foul. A foul maybe on Compton. Nope, on Jansen Jetty, and that's her third. So three fouls on Jetty. Feeney again will inbound as Whitaker. Well, they look for somebody. Now he gets it in the Dial, a little five-footer. No good, and Whitaker's going to pick up the foul. And that'll be one and one. I know it's going to be on Elena Whitaker. I'm waiting for somebody. Yep. So Elena Whitaker picks up the foul. That's her first. Anna Anders will check in. And out goes Whitaker. Also, Williams checks back in, and Jansen Jetty will check out as Kendra King will be at the line to shoot a one-and-one. Has 11 points, looking for 12. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Kendra King. And probably, out of 12, 8 points, and now 8 points is coming to the free throw line, missed the second one. And Hannah Anders off the rebound. To Feeney, to Bishop on the left wing. Now Humphrey on the left wing. Tried to skip it across to the right wing and knocked out of bounds by Palmyra. So it'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Hannah Feeney will trigger. Feeney looks for somebody. Gets it out to Ayla Humphrey at the top of the key. Now Bishop top of the key. Bishop. Bounce pass to Ayla Humphrey. Almost stolen away, but Humphrey dribbles the right wing. Guarded by Williams as Humphrey gets it out to Emily Dial. Dial to Humphrey. Humphrey stops, pops from 10. No good. Gets her own rebound. She's tied up by Tatum White. Jump ball, alternating position. Stays with Scotland County. Abby Doster will check in, and Paige Bishop will set down. 5:52 left to play in the game. 4 point Palmyra lead, 41-37. As inbound pass to Dial, missed the layup, and the rebound comes off to Compton. Compton will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Tatum White. White has it between the two circles, guarded by Feeney. White gives it to Williams on the right wing, inside to King. Turns, puts it off glass, no good. Rebound on the floor. A jump ball and alternating possession stays with Palmyra. So let's see who's going to inbound. It'll be Sidney Compton. 5:30 left to play in the game. Compton inbounds to King in the right-hand corner. Cut off on the right baseline by Doster. And then King tried to make a move and walked with it. So Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Anna Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney takes it along the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it, and Compton off the rebound. Compton falls down at the timeline. Red gives it over to White. White runs it down to the right corner in a double team, and Palmyra wants a timeout. 5:06 left to play in the ball game. It's Palmyra 41, Scotland County 37. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Back in Highland, White will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Red. 41-37. Palmyra leading Scotland County is. Tatum White has it between the two circles. Guarded by Hannah Feeney. Gets it down to Williams. Williams, little five-foot floater, got it. Claire Williams has 8 points, and now it's a 6-point Palmyra lead. I think that's the biggest lead either team has had this whole game. As Feeney gets it to Humphrey on the left wing, to the right wing to Dial. Now Feeney. As Feeney to the top of the key, down the left lane, kicks it off to Humphrey in the left corner. Feeney on the left wing. As Feeney takes it to the free throw line, gets it out to Emily Dial. Dial has it between the two circles, and she double dribbled it. So a turnover. Scotland County is Elena Whitaker will check back in. Hannah Anders will check out. Williams will inbound on their sideline. As Williams gets it into Red. Abby Red will walk it across the timeline for the Lady Panthers to Williams. As Williams hands the ball off to Compton. Now White at the top of the key to Red in the left corner. Williams to White in the right corner. White, little five-foot floater, no good from the dotted line. And Doster comes away with it, gives it to Feeney. Feeney to Humphrey on the right wing. Bounce past the Dial between the two circles. Under 4 minutes left to play. As Feeney bounce past the Dial. Now Humphrey on the right wing. Humphrey gives the ball back to Feeney. Feeney, they clear out, and Feeney is fouled by Abby Red, I think. Nope, they're going to call it on Kendra King. So King picks up her first foul. As Abby Doster checks out, Abby Curry checks back in. 3:40 left to play. 4-point Palmyra lead. Give and go back to Feeney. Out to Dial for three on the way. No good. And King off the rebound. Gets it out to White. White bounced fast inside. Trying to get a little closer. Now it's loose on the floor as Ayla Humphrey had the basketball. Compton just set on her. And then Ayla Humphrey took a little umbrage to that. Lisa has a little talk with both of them. And jump ball, alternating possession, comes back to Scollin County. So Feeney, it's Scollin County's been stuck on 37 for a long time. Feeney takes it to the left side of the circle. The dial inside, it goes to Whitaker. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Stolen away by Williams. As Williams will take her time. She's met by Ayla Humphrey on the near sideline. Gives it up to White. White takes it to the basket. Throws it up. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on King. So Kendra King picks up her first foul, or second foul. Scoreboard says her first, I've got her for two. As Feeney gives the ball to Curry on the left wing. Curry looks for somebody. Gets it to Dial on the baseline. Now inside to Whitaker. Missed the shot. Gets it back to Dial. Dial's five-footer. Airballed it. And Williams comes away with it. Long pass down the floor. Hits Feeney in the back. And then kicked out of bounds by Dial. As Dance and Judy will check back in, and Tatum White will check out. 2:33 left to play in the game. We've been stuck on 43-37 for a long time. Compton will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to King out in the right corner. King, ball high above her head, out to Williams between the two circles. Williams to the left wing, guarded by Humphrey. As Williams, still with the dribble, gives it up to Red. Red guarded by Curry. As Red cut off on the baseline by Curry. And Palmyra calls a timeout as Red was in trouble. So 2:16 left to play in the ball game. Palmyra 43, Scollin County 37. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Hammering headaches?
Ow.
Aching muscles? Ah, ah. Put the squeeze on your tough pain with Goody's Cool Orange. The same fast-acting, powerful Goody's powder in a great-tasting Cool Orange flavor. Beat tough pain to a pulp with Goody's Cool Orange. Also, blast your pain away with Goody's Mixed Fruit Blast. Two flavors, tough on pain, tasty on your tongue. Ah. We made Goody's fast, Goody's delicious. All available at Dollar General.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1. Shop a personalized store that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
The parent.
Welcome back, everybody. Highland High School. As Williams, underneath their own basket, will inbound to Compton, and Compton walked with it. 2:14 left to play in the game. Still a 4-point Palmyra lead. Has been for, it seems like, about 2 years. So here comes Humphrey across the timeline to the top of the key to Dial. On the left wing to Humphrey, to Feeney on the left wing, a right wing. Feeney will take the ball inside and lost it. Now it's tied up by Jansen Judy. And alternating possession comes back to Palmyra. From Scollin County, full court pressure. Abby Red will inbound. Red looks for somebody, gets it to Williams. Then had Humphrey. Slap the ball away. The foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. As Humphrey picks up her fourth personal foul, that's the 18th foul against Scollin County. And Claire Williams will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. She has 8, looking for 9. The Williams eyes it, fires it, got it. These Palmyra ladies hit some free throws. 9 points for Williams. Back to a 5-point Palmyra lead, 44-37. As Williams' second free throw on the way, got them both. 10 points for Claire Williams. 45-37. 8-point. No, 6-point lead. 8-point lead. I'll get it right. I never was good at math. As Dial on the right wing to Humphrey between the two circles, back to Dial. Now Curry will take it down the lane. Instead of taking the shot, tried to get it to Whitaker, and Whitaker wasn't looking for it. 1:41 left to play in the ball game. Pressure by Scotland County. Abby Red gets the ball to Williams. Williams in a double team to Jetty. Over across the timeline to Red. Red in a double team gets the ball to Compton in a double team. Now throws it inside and taken away by Curry. And Curry throws it out of bounds off of Jansen Jetty with 1:26 left to play in the ball game. So Humphrey will get it in to Feeney. Anna Feeney will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Now tries to dribble through a double team. Falls down, loses the ball. Then it goes out of bounds off of Compton. So Ayla Humphrey will inbound on the near sideline. In the ball game, Tatum White will check in. And Compton will check out. 1:17 left to play in the game. 45-37 as Feeney gives the ball to Curry on the left wing. The Feeney top of the key. Now Humphrey will try a three. On the way, airballed it. It'll go out of bounds and be Palmyra basketball with 1:08 left to play. Pressure by Scotland County. Red underneath, well, inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it in to Tatum White. The pass was too long. Picked up by Jenny. Lays it up and got it. The perfect storm on that one. Jenny has 6 points. 10 points. Palmyra lead. As Whitaker gets the basketball. Three-pointer by Feeney on the way. No good. Jetty off of the rebound. As Jetty will bring it across the timeline with 45 seconds. To Williams. Now Red with the basketball. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Humphrey, and Ayla just fouled out. So Ayla Humphrey fouls out of the ball game. Paige Bishop will check in. 40 seconds left to play in the game. And Red will be at the line. Abby Red with 4 points, looking for five. 10-point Palmyra lead. Final score is not going to be indicative how close this game was as Red hit the first one. 5 points for Abby Red. Red with five, looking for six. 11-point Palmyra lead. Red's shot up, in and out, no good. Williams with the rebound, puts it back up and in. 12 points for Claire Williams. Now long pass down the floor to Whitaker. An offensive foul on the way to Whitaker. As 32 seconds left to play in the game. Scotland County's going to lose their second game of the year. Palmyra's going to win the girls' third. Now inbounds pass to King. Almost knocked away by Whitaker. They get it down to Tatum White. Puts up the shot blocked by Emily Dial. And I think Scotland girls are showing a little bit of frustration. So foul's going to be on Dial. That's her third. And they called it intentional foul on Emily Dial. So Tatum White at the line to shoot a pair. Shot up. Got it. And that's 10 points for Tatum White. 25 seconds left to play. As White, deep breath, shot up. It's good. 11 points for Tatum White. As now in the ball game will come Janie Durst. Also, Bodie checks back in. And most of the starters will come out. Roman checks back in. Also, Compton checks back in. Also, in the Williams, L. Compton. She just pointed at the number on her back. The coach said, get back over here and talk to him. So White will inbound underneath her own basket after the intentional foul. White looks for somebody. She'll kick it in to Compton. Compton turns with left hand, puts up the shot and got it. 6 points for Compton. 16 seconds as Bishop will drive into the lane, kicks the ball back out to Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin in among the trees. Lost it, picked it back up, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jenny Durst. That's her first. With 6 seconds, Quinn Hamlin will inbound. As Hamlin looks for somebody, gets it in to Doster. Now Aylward, top of the key. Aylward double dribbled it. So 2.2 seconds left to play in the game. White will inbound to Lohman, and Lohman will dribble it out, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Palmyra 54, Scotland County 37. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting, plan a clear path, and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your touchstone.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Peloton is bringing so much new for the new year. With the Peloton bike, you get access to new classes and new artist series. Punch up your power with Peloton Boxing. Work out to your favorite music with 100-plus artist series classes. For a limited time, experience it all with the $550 value offer on the Peloton bike, including $300 off the bike, plus free setup and delivery. A $250 value. Terms apply.
Capital One presents Entertainment Reimagined. Rita Moreno starred in the original West Side Story and the new remake. So what's different now?
I think Hollywood has changed. I think there are still things yet to be addressed. There's so many talented people among Hispanics.
Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions ever. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the final as the Palmyra ladies win their eighth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 54-37. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Palmyra, Jansen Jetty with 6 points, Abby Redd with five, Sydney Compton with six, Elena Lohman with two, Claire Williams with 12, Tatum White with 11, and Kendra King with 12. For Scotland County, Paige Bishop with five, Ayla Humphrey with two, Abby Curry with two, Hannah Feeney with 17, Emily Dial with two, Abby Doster with one, and Elena Whitaker with 8 points. Scotland County led 16-11 after one quarter. Palmyra returned the favor, outscoring Scotland 16-11 in the second quarter. We were tied at 27 at the half. In the third quarter, Palmyra outscored Scotland 11-10. Palmyra led 38-37 after three, but in the fourth quarter, Palmyra shut out Scotland County, outscoring the Lady Tigers 16-0, and Palmyra wins it 54-37. Palmyra improves to 8-4, while Scotland County 8-2. In the first game of the afternoon, it was a girls' consolation game, and Canton defeats Clark County 52-40. As Canton was led in scoring by Nariah Clay with 12, Emma Holtz with 12, and Macy Fisher with 10, while Clark County led by Alexis Ellison with 19. As Canton wins it again, 52-40, Canton 7-6, Clark County 3-9. Girls' consolation went to Canton. Second game was a boys' consolation game, and it was Knox County winning their seventh game of the year by defeating Clark County 50-36. Knox County led in scoring by Jacob Becker with 10, Colin Hayes with 12, and Nelson Schinkel with 16. Clark County led by Grayson Daniels with 11, as Knox County improves to 5-7, while Clark County Brim. 9 Knox County boys take home the consolation prize. And in the game you just heard on KMEM, it was Palmyra ladies winning their 8th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 54-37, as Palmyra led in scoring by Claire Williams with 12, Tatum White with 11, Kendra King with 12, Scotland County led by Hannah Feeney with 17 points, Palmyra 8-4, and Scotland County girls 8-2. And that'll pretty well wrap it up for us from the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We have brought you 15 games, and we hope you've enjoyed them as much as we've enjoyed bringing them to you. Our next ball games will be Tuesday. If Schuyler County will be at North Shelby, I'll be on the air from North Shelby just before 6. For producer Dave Bowden from Highland High School, have a nice weekend, everybody. And this is Donnie Middleton saying see you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.